Welcome back to the program. Good morning. I'm Chris McCarthy, and you are the audience. 508-996-0. Kind of open phones if it's on your mind. I want to hear about a lot going on. There really is. Let me just tell you that you see a lot of his commercials, particularly if you watch sports, Patriots. Mike Minogue, he's running for governor. Well, he's looking for the Republican nomination to be the governor of Massachusetts. We've talked a lot about him here. Tom Hodgson's a big supporter, as are a lot of other people in the region. Mike Minogue will be here in the studio with me at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Thursday at 10 a.m., he'll be here for the entire hour, taking your questions, my questions. So Mike Minogue will be here Thursday. Excuse me. And then he'll be at the country club for a free event, a meet and greet put on by Tom and Joanne Hodgson. That'll be Thursday night. He'll be in the area all Thursday. So that'll be good. Mike Minogue coming down to the South Coast, not for the first time. I know he's been here already to meet with Jimmy DiBello and Tom Hodgson, probably other people as well. But he'll be here Thursday for the hour, 10 a.m. So that'll be good. That should be good. All right. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Big vote out in the towns to reject a new school, a new vocational school, overwhelmingly rejected. In part because of the state building code, in part because of the lack of local aid to fund the schools. And that is because of the legislature, all right? You got to put the blame where the blame belongs, because that's where the solution is. You got to make a change in some of the personalities that you're sending to represent you on Beacon Hill. They don't have the money for the schools, which we desperately need. And the ones that they do say they can build, they've made the building code unachievable. That is not going to be changed by changing the people you elect to the Board of Selectmen or any of that. That is changed at the state legislature. Not all of them, but some of them. Some of them have to go. They have to be swapped out for better people. That's just it. It's not personal. It's how a republic works. You swap people out. Look, the New Bedford City Council, they swap some people out. Some people retired, and new people were elected. The voters retired, some of the people, at least one of the people. And now they have a 20% of the city council, basically, is new people. We'll see where that goes. But you got to swap people out from time to time. 508-996-0500. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you doing?
Well, your influence grows. Besides being the ward counselor from Ward 7 in Fairhaven for New Bedford, you've also become a selectman now in Acushnet. Your influence grows. And anyway, I'll tell you how this works. I have coffee every now and then with a friend of mine from Acushnet. He's lived there all his life.
Yes.
And sitting in places and talking and stuff like that, people come in. Hi, Joe. Hi, this guy. Hi, how you been? You know, this and that. You know. He didn't know about this. So I mentioned it to him, and I said, you know, you ought to listen to McCarthy, you know? So he did, you know, and I know he listens now and then and everything, but he didn't know anything. So I'm sure his wife and himself and all the people that he knows went out there and voted against us in Acushnet. And, you know, besides that, I know he approached a few of the elected officials and said, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
How are you voting on this? And I don't think that made them very comfortable. So your influence, as goes McCarthy, so goes the area. What say you, my friend?
Well, I can't disagree with that at all. I can't. But no, listen, I recognize that I have an opportunity to give voice to a lot of other opinions, and I'm happy to do it. Because the facts, I think when all the facts come out, the people make the right decision.
Yeah, but you're helping the facts get out.
Yes. Okay?
One other thing, reflections on the mayor. You know, this thing where the mayor sent the submitted the name of Jason Thodey to the city council.
Yes.
That's a big deal. John Mitchell doesn't submit easily, you know. He doesn't like submitting. He likes kind of dictating.
Right.
So this was a big win, I think, for the council. Now, I hope the council responds in kind and happens to, confirm this man, because I don't see anything wrong with the man. I don't know when this is going to happen. Do you know?
I don't know. It'll have to go through, I would assume, appointments and briefings. I would assume they're going to do it relatively soon.
I hope they don't blow it, because, again, and what the mayor did, to me, it's the Belichick rule. Just do your job, and that's all you had to do. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. And I hope the city council does the same thing. They should have that in the front of City Hall when you walk in there. The Belichick rule. Just do your job for everybody when they go into City Hall. If they did, there'd be no problems, or less problems, put it that way.
Well, you assume they read and can comprehend what they read.
Oh, it would be a big sign.
A big sign, okay.
I would make sure there's a guy that knows where to put the sign, too,
Well, my feeling is we've already heard from a number of counselors that they didn't like the mayor's choice, that they wanted a different member of the department, and that maybe gave the mayor some indigestion. That they could reject his appointment. Would it surprise you if they rejected him? It would kind of surprise me, but it's something they could do.
I think that you have nothing against this man. He was one of the people that the search committee recommended.
Yes.
And the mayor has every right to pick out of those people recommended who he wants.
I agree.
He did also put Brian Gomes, he's been involved with public safety forever.
Yes.
And also your friend... Sean Oliver, as well, who's got a corrections officer background. So certainly they had representation there. So to me, I think they would be foolish to do that. And I hope they do it before Linda Morad and Ms. Giesta leave, because they were involved with this.
You're assuming Giesta's leaving. She's got a recount.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm not assuming that. I wouldn't be surprised on the recount if she wins.
I know.
To tell you the truth. Hey, just look at what happened recently. You had, four or five towns vote, and within a day, the four or five towns tell you what the decision is on the new vocational in Kushner.
Right.
Okay? So if they can do it, why can't we?
People are policy.
Yes, they are. Well, my friend, again, your influence grows. Now you're also a member of the Acushnet town meeting. You've got influence, and continue to do your good work.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the kind words. Yes. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500. The reality of it is that smart people use these airwaves. They're available to everybody. All you got to do is call me up or text me. Reach out to me on Facebook. If you're an elected official, I'll put you on the air. If you're a candidate, I'll put you on the air. If you intrigue me, I'll put you on the air. In other words, if you're an interesting person who doesn't want to seek political office, I'll probably put you on the air for a little while. I'm always looking for new content to entertain and inform, because that's what I do here. It's infotainment. I bring you information, but I like to consider it important information, but also entertaining. We have some fun as well. You can join me at 508-996-0500. Interesting couple of stories in the New Bedford Light. Make sure you check them out. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris. It's Joe Pyers.
Hey, Joe Pyers. How's it going? Give me your reaction to the vote yesterday.
My reaction, and let me just start off by saying my reaction, you got me going this morning because I agree with you 99% of the time, but this morning you're 1,000% correct in all the points you made during your opening show. And to that last caller's point, a special thank you, because you are instrumental in getting the facts and the truth out. Because if it wasn't for you, you started this weeks ago. Yep. And one person after another began to understand. As you know, I'm a school board member, so I take education very seriously. I'm an advocate, and I think very highly of Old Colony. I think Blansky's doing a wonderful job. I've always been impressed. But at the same time, we have to listen to our constituents. And Chris, people are having a difficult time. No matter what city or town you live in, people are looking at the high cost of taxes the way they already are. And your point earlier, this new green energy, people don't realize even the stretch code that we turned down a few months ago would have added 30,000 to just residential. Can you imagine what it would cost to build a new school with these new codes that are being implemented? And to reiterate, I'm not adding anything new. I'm just reinforcing what you said. It's time that we put the pressure on where the pressure belongs.
Yep.
And it's the elected officials. It's those legislators. You had Scott Lang on a while ago, and he said this phrase. I'll never forget it. As an elected official, the people you voted for, it's their job to get more the money in taxes that it's going back up to the state. It's our job to get that money back.
Yep.
And for the first time, I realized what that means. You said it earlier. Where is the money going?
Where is the money going? Because the state is vacuuming up every source of resource, every source of revenue. Income tax, sales tax, the marijuana tax, all of it is going to the state and the lottery, and the state decides where it goes. And the billions that went to the migrants, it's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here, Joe Pyers? What do you think? I mean, what happens now with the Old Colony situation?
Well, so that's it. And that's what people need to understand, Chris. It's not a stop. It shouldn't be a stop, because our students, our youth deserve the best quality of education. It represented five towns. Five towns have an opportunity to have a quality school. Even our other schools, ORR as well.
Right.
Where do we go now? There has to be a means, a way of getting the funding that is necessary to make this happen. There other schools are being built up. New schools are being erected. Why not us? So we need to talk to our state leaders, our state officials, our legislators, and figure out a way. It shouldn't be a stop, because right now there are schools around us that do need the infrastructure upgrades, but it can't be on the taxpayers' backs. People are at wit's ends. It's like the old saying, you can't take blood from a stone.
Right.
And I believe that's what happened yesterday. People said enough is enough.
I agree with you. In the town, all across the region, the towns said, no, we can't give any more. And I know that people didn't go in there and want to vote no. They had to vote no.
Exactly. Again, thank you for everything you do, Chris. And your message today was loud and clear. I wish people could play it back on a podcast, because all the points you made, you were spot on.
Thank you, Joe Pyers. I do appreciate it, my friend. Thank you. Of course, Joe is on the Rochester school board, school committee, and local businessman, father, and ran for the legislature. I hope he comes back. Again, it's a big ask, because it's a big district that he ran in last time. Mattapoisett, Marion, Fairhaven, Rochester, even a piece of Acushnet. So it's a big district, but I think that Joe has the kind of experience, family man, taxpayer, businessman, being on the school committee, that they need in Boston, that we need in Boston. Again, it's the school building formula, it's local aid, and it's the Green New Deal stuff. You know, yesterday, the legislature is on the way to rejecting a moderate Democrat proposal to lower the cost of utilities by taking out a lot of the Green New Deal stuff that was injected into the bills all of us pay. So when we talk about with Joe Pyers, the fact that people yesterday had to vote no because they couldn't afford the increase, in part that's because of the cost of utilities. And so yesterday, the state legislature had the opportunity, but they're on their way to killing it, to lowering the cost of utilities. But in part, they have to admit that they're at fault when they do that, right? If you can cure the problem, you could have done it a long time ago. So in part, I think that's got part of it to do with it. But the cost of utilities is one of the reasons, and the lack of local aid, that the people of Acushnet, Rochester, Lakeville, Carver voted down building a new Old Colony. That and a lot of other things, too. A mistrust of government. The fact that they kept changing the cost structure on the operating side. That doesn't help. That doesn't help at all. 508-996-0500. Go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm glad to see you back and healthy.
Thank you.
You're a good American. We don't want to lose you. You're on the right seat, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
About the school they lost, well, it doesn't surprise me that the vote went that way. You know, especially for seniors out there that's been living in that community all their life, they brought up their kids and they paid their dues, and I could see they voted their pocket. You know, you have to. But also, there's people who vote the wrong way. They're not informed. And like you were talking about that formula, they need maybe more money to help them out when they build something like that.
Right.
And when they vote, it has consequences.
Yes, it does. All elections have consequences.
Yeah, I really called you about, you probably heard on TV about these Democratic politicians who are making these statements to the military and to the CIA not to support and defy and not listen to the commander-in-chief.
It is treasonous. That's treason.
That is treason, and I'm surprised they're getting away with it because people have daughters and sons in the military. They're in bad places.
Yep.
And something happens. Statements like that could cause a lot of problems.
We have elected, sadly, people who, even though they're elected, don't respect the electoral process. Right? We've elected people who do not respect the fact that they have power only comes from the consent of the governed. And we've elected people with, I would say, foreign mindsets. They're not really Americans at heart. They don't really believe in the republic. They believe in power. And those people are dangerous. And we have to be very concerned about that.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. They are dangerous. They hate American people. They hate...
Yes.
They hate democracy. They hate the country. You're a veteran. If we had statements like that, when I was especially under Eisenhower, the commander in chief, that wouldn't go over big at all.
No.
Because I was over in Germany, and you hear something like that. What does that mean? Not to fight for your country.
Soldiers have to follow orders. That's what it is. I mean, you have to follow orders. When they give them to you, you have to follow them. That's how the whole thing works.
Yeah,
and for an elected official to advise government employees, military intelligence officials, to not follow the rules of the commander-in-chief. That's treason. That's it.
Yes. Yes, and I'm just surprised that nothing is being done about it yet. And...
Well, here's the thing. I think that, I'd like to hope anyway, that the American people will take that to heart and reject that. In other words, they'll kick that congressman or congresswoman out of office. Maybe I'm wrong. Probably I am. But they can also lose the credibility and the respect of their fellow members. And that makes you almost impossible to get anything done in a legislative body when you lose the cooperation and the respect of your colleagues.
Yes. And don't go anywhere. You're in the right place.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. 508-996. Thanks. I don't intend to. I will, though, and we're going to work it out, but I will have to take some time if, in fact, I do go in for a kidney transplant. But they assure me I'll be better and stronger when I come out. But I will have to take some time. But that, I don't think, is happening really anytime soon. But I'll keep you guys, as I have the whole way, in the loop. But I'll have to take some time away from the microphone. And then I'll have to work probably out of my apartment, just because I'll be very vulnerable to infections and things like that. So I have to stay away from other people. And but I'll keep you informed of that as we go along. And I will try to schedule to the best of my ability that it's not during a crucial time of democracy in the Republic when I should be on the microphone. But we'll figure that out. All right. 508-996-0500 is how you can get on the... It's kind of open phones. What's on your mind? I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
What's happening?
I voted yesterday in Rochester. I want to mention something that kind of took me a little bit by surprise.
Okay.
When I went in to vote, I didn't realize you were going to vote two times.
So each ballot was a little different, depending on what town you were voting in.
There were two ballots. Let me tell you what it was.
Okay.
You can fill me in because you probably know. So I go in, you stand in line, you get a ballot. The first ballot is yes or no. Do you want to fund this project, basically? So I voted no. Now you put your ballot into the machine. But now you go to the next table and you get another ballot. And that ballot was, do you want to override Prop 2.5? I didn't see that coming. Obviously, I voted no.
Right.
But so that's why I'm asking you, was it like that in all five towns?
I don't believe it was. I think it in some towns it was just one question. Other towns, like Rochester, it was two questions.
So follow me here because you're better at this than I am.
All right.
So if I vote, basically, in order to build that project, you're going to have to go over 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
So I vote no on the school, and then I get to the next one. I'm like, obviously, I don't want to override 2.5. So I vote no. But suppose I walked in and said, gee, yeah, I'd love to have the school. But then I get to the second one and say, but I don't want to override 2.5. What happens there? Because now I voted for it, but I'm telling you I don't want to give you the money.
Yes. So I'm not sure how that would end up happening. What would end up happening, I would assume, well, I know if you can't pay for the contractors, you're not getting the school. So,
right.
But yeah, there was some confusion in other communities as well. I think Lakeville had a mixed result. I'll have to look again. But I got a text this morning from someone who used to be an elected official in Lakeville, doesn't live there anymore, who said that Lakeville clearly didn't understand the question because I think they voted yes for the school, but no for the override. I'm not exactly sure. But that was possible.
See, when I went in and I saw it, I thought, okay, if I vote yes for the school, then obviously I'm going to have to vote yes for the override,
right,
and vice versa.
Yes.
But then somebody said, well, no, you could say, yeah, I want the school, but no, I'm not going to give you the money.
You figure it out. Get right. That's.
I don't know. I just hadn't heard anybody talking about this. So like I said, it kind of took me a little by surprise. But if anybody else has any insight into that, I don't know what would have happened if everybody voted, yeah, we want the school, but no, we won't. We don't want to override 2.5. You won't get the money.
I would imagine that would have given them, the people who are really in favor of this, the opportunity to say, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that
on. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for the call, my friend. No, that's a good point, right? Some people, and I'll have to look at the results a little closer, but I got a number of them in from a lot of different people last night, which I do appreciate. Sent me by text messages. There was the opportunity to say, yeah, I want the school, but no, I don't want to pay for it. It's like going out to lunch with me. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, so just to touch up on the school ballot there for Old Colony, I think we may have reached the tipping point where citizens are just tired of funding things, seeing all the money that's consistently wasted at the state level, and then even a little bit on the local level, but especially at the state level.
Yes.
And I think no matter what comes before anyone right now, they're going to vote it down. Because mm-hmm. you're seeing just so much waste. They're seeing their electric bill, a gas bill, $10 a gas and a $70 delivery charge.
Right.
And I think people are enough. Anything that's going to, any request for money, I think is going to get voted down. Even if it's important and it's actually a good thing. I think that's where you're going to see things trend. But what you were talking about before with the video there, openly suggesting military members.
Yes.
Listen, it's by any means necessary. That's the way these people operate. They will not let go of power. They will twist themselves into different ways to come up with ways to stay in power. You had the mayor of Chicago on saying the ICE raids, it's because that Trump or Republicans lost the Civil War. Like, you can't make the stuff up. The things that they say, the things that they do to justify what they believe is crazy, and it's all about power.
Yes.
So you see that. You think the green energy people in the state are entrenched now in government are ever going to just voluntarily give up their positions?
Nope. No, they are not.
They're not. So, and it's not just them. So it's whatever, DEI, LGBTQ, all these people that are entrenched in government, they're not leaving.
No.
So the only way to do it is you've got to vote people out. And before you know it, and I think we're already there, every department now at the state level is just entrenched with this.
Yes.
And you're starting to see at the local level, we have city councilors and there are school committee members in not just New Bedford, in other places as well, who are far hard left.
Yes, they are. It's incredible.
And they hide it well.
They do hide it well. They are chameleons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I applaud you for bringing this up because no one else does. And you got to be careful because we've got to the point where we've almost lost state government. It take a miracle to get it back. But local government's an X. And once you lose your local government, all bets are off.
Yes. People have to look at their schedule, talk to their family, and decide whether they're going to let other people run their communities or they're going to step up. The fact of the matter is that
I agree.
The vacuum is what they're stepping into. Many people run for office without any competition. It's outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you're starting to get organizations locally that are, what was the machine years ago, right? We had the machine, or quote, unquote, the machine who could get candidates elected. That doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
And the only machine left are the far-left operators that put their people in. That's the only group left that has the ground game to get people elected, unfortunately.
No, you're 100% right. And thank you for the call, my friend. Thanks for that's important insight right there, guys. Every one of us has to look at our schedule, look at our family life, our business life, and decide, and most of us do, have the time to get involved, whether it's as on an appointed board, an elected board, but get involved. Get involved with your Republican committee. By the way, if you're a normal Democrat, by that I mean not a Marxist communist, get involved with your Democrat committee. They have a ballot line, obviously. We need at least two political parties in this country that believe in America and capitalism and the Republic. Right? The Republic. My friends in the New Bedford Police Department Union want me to tell you something, and I totally agree with it. The New Bedford Police Union is asking for your support while they negotiate for a fair contract for better education and training programs for their officers. Look, better educated officers, better trained officers, that's better for all of us, okay? That's not a selfish ask. That's not a selfish ask. And new police equipment and technology. Again, better equipment, better technology, that's for us, the citizens, the residents. That's not for the union. That's them using their knowledge to communicate what they need to serve and protect us better. And for safe police staffing levels. That's, again, that's for us, not for them. Well, the New Bedford Police Union, they cannot do this alone. Please support public safety and your brave New Bedford police officers while they keep this great city safe. For more information, visit the New Bedford Police Union Facebook page or go right to the website, newbedfordpoliceunion.org. Do that right now, newbedfordpoliceunion.org. This message is brought to you by those great Americans at the New Bedford Police Union. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy of the audience. Let's go right back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Glad you're feeling better and going to be sending in my prayers pretty often here through your kidney transplant.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thumbs up, brother.
Thank you.
You know, it's really a tipping point in the area there in the South Coast. The people rejecting that new school, because I think that they're understanding what the contingencies are and they're understanding what the risks are. So, you know, go back 20 or 30 years, the state wants to help you put a school in. You're like, oh, this is great, or this tax money at work. But there's so many agendas that tied to it, New Green Deal agendas and all of these other contingencies. You can't even get the South Coast Rail in without having, you got to build houses for us. Right. You know, all this layering of agenda is a burden to the public, and it's really amazing that you and everyone has pushed back, and it's sending a message. Now we're going to vote these idiots out and take the power back. But I did want to mention this: these senators that came out and yesterday and said that military people should gauge what orders they're getting and decide which ones are illegal and legal and not obey any illegal orders. Mark Kelly, who was the lead senator, I mean, he benefited from the United States military. He went, you know, he got free education. He got his master's degree. He served in Iraq under President Bush. I'm pretty sure because he was a fighter pilot on an intruder, that he was a bomber pilot. He didn't question on the flight deck which flights he was taking. He right. just took the flights because he had to do it.
Right.
And it sounds very brave for him. And I know you were in the military. I come from a military family going back to the Civil War. My dad was served in World War II. My brother served in Vietnam. And I got to tell you, my family would lose their minds if they heard, you know, what these senators were proposing. But I think, Chris, it goes back to dismantling the safety and security of our nation.
Yes.
It starts with the police. Mayor Mitchell now for a year and a half has not got a full complement of policemen in the city. And you should feel that you should, not you, but the people should press him every chance they get. When are you going to get, you're 50-something officers short? I ended up talking to the people in charge of the union, and they still say it's 48 to 50 short.
Yep.
So, and the military, they want to do the same with the military. They want to you know, put guys in dresses and all this other stuff. But yeah, this is people. I'm glad that people are completely woken up. I'm not even saying they're waking up. I really think a lot of people are paying attention and going, this is stupidity, and we're under attack.
And they're rejecting it. Thanks for the call, my friend. They're rejecting it. Stick around.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, more.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Staring blindly into space. Getting up to splash my face.
Stick around, we'll be right back. Another break. I gotta take another break. We'll be right back. And then we're going to come back. We'll do it again in the next hour. Open phones. There's a very interesting article about some zoning changes the mayor wants to do in the city of New Bedford. Sometimes zoning doesn't seem that great or sexy, whatever you want to call it. But it's really important. This is parking, zoning.